This is a Fox News alert. Tonight's the night. I'm Lisa LaSera. Some polls in two states just closing this midterm day, while voters in some states where hotly contested races are taking place have another few hours to get to the polls. Fox's Tom Graham has this live.
Lisa, some polls closed moments ago in Indiana and Kentucky. We're keeping an eye on several House races there. And in just under an hour, polls will close in seven states, including Georgia, where voters are deciding between Democrat incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. And in Florida, former President Donald Trump cast his ballot in Palm Beach.
You got to make up your mind. You got to go out and vote. You have to vote. No matter who you vote for, you have to vote.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio looking to fend off a challenge from Congresswoman Val Demings. Elsewhere, Vice President Kamala Harris held an event today in Los Angeles.
Well, I'm working that doesn't happen.
VP responding to speculation of a red wave on Capitol Hill. Lisa.
Tom, in Georgia, either both of Georgia's top two races this election cycle could go to a runoff, and libertarians on the ballot may be the reason.
The third-party candidates have talked about issues many care about. In a recent governor's debate, Shane Hazel discussed legalizing pot.
It is a right of people. It is medicine. It is something that we can add to our industry here in Georgia and really displace a lot of what comes in from outside of Georgia.
Chase Oliver, third man in the Senate race, wants better for those who defend our country.
And speaking with veterans, they can tell you that the most broken thing involved when they come back from war is the VA system.
Oliver is on record saying if there is a runoff, he'd endorse neither Senator Warnock nor Herschel Walker.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in Atlanta. Wall Street, the Dow at a 333, the Nasdaq gained 51. Listen to Fox News Radio's Democracy and Election Night coverage live tonight on the Fox News app. Just click listen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
City of Boston settles a lawsuit involving the display of a Christian flag on public property.
The Christian legal organization Liberty Counsel will receive more than $2 million to cover costs associated with a legal battle over flying a Christian flag outside City Hall. In 2017, the city denied a petition from Boston resident Hal Shurtleff and his Camp Constitution group to temporarily raise the flag on one of three poles on City Hall Plaza. Liberty Counsel sued, arguing the city approved 284 consecutive applications from private organizations to fly flags before rejecting Shurtleff's request. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, with justices unanimously ruling the city violated Shurtleff's free speech rights based on his religious views. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Ukraine's president has suggested he's open to peace talks with Russia, but is sticking to demands. Volodymyr Zelensky's appeal to the international community to force Russia into real peace talks is
and another 497,000 were suspended between October 27th and November 1st, more than double the usual number. The founder of Bot Sentinel saying it observed an uptick in people deactivating accounts. Tweeted Monday night, quote, "Twitter usage is at an all-time high, LOL." Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Houston Astros' six-game victory over the Phillies was the second least-watched World Series on television. The six games averaged over 11.7 million viewers. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.